Welcome, friends. Today we will understand the synchronicity of our spiritual reality. Now we have explored what we call physical reality. We have explored what we call mental level of reality. The mind as an embodied and relational process that regulates the flow of energy and information in an ecosystem of relationships. Right now, you and I are in the same ecosystem of relationship because we're exchanging thoughts and you're giving me your feedback. I go check on my podcast and I see whether you're liking it or not. I get that feedback, then I respond to it. So basically, this is what the mind is. But now we go to a third level, which is called the spiritual level. And you know, a lot of people don't like words like spiritual or divine or whatever. I have no problems with that. But if you don't like that word, just call it consciousness, pure consciousness. So what is this level? This is the level which is even prior to experience. So before a mental experience arises, before a perceptual experience arises, before you even see your own body, before a thought arises, before an imagination arises, before a feeling arises, what does it arise to? Okay, and it arises to your consciousness, your being, your core being. If you were spiritual, you would say the level of the soul. You can choose any word you want, but there's a level of reality which is prior to every experience, prior to even energy and information. So physicists, when they talk about this objectively, they talk about it as the quantum vacuum, the field of infinite possibilities from which the whole universe is arising. Even as we speak right now, you know, there are what are called virtual particles that are bubbling in and out of the quantum vacuum, and some of them escape and they become what we call the physical universe. But what's in the vacuum? You know, what's in that? And today, many people are addressing this in many different ways. When they talk about the heat death of absolute zero, the universe collapses into a singularity, disappears into a black hole, and through a wormhole, explodes into another universe. So scientists are now saying there are infinite universes, and there are singularities that are basically the source of everything, space, time, energy, information, etc. Now, they don't call it consciousness, but they do acknowledge whatever it is, zero-point energy field, it's everything and nothing at the same time. Everything and nothing. So everything comes from nothing. Nature goes to exactly the same place to create a galaxy of stars, cluster of nebulas, rainforests, your body, my body, that body of a squirrel, a mountain, a goat, a tree, a thought. Because all these things are modifications of one reality. We can call it spiritual reality, consciousness, zero-point energy field, doesn't matter. It's the source. So what are the qualities of this source of everything that exists? I'm choosing to call it the spiritual domain. I can also call it the non-local domain, if you like that word. Non-local means no location, space, time. Not like Broadway 56th, 1 p.m. Wednesday, New York time. Okay, non-local means no location in either space or time. And why is it non-local? Because it's infinite. Infinite doesn't have a form. It had a form, it had a boundary, then it's not infinite. Okay, so infinite, non-local, pure consciousness, let's use the word pure consciousness. What is this level of reality? This is one level where everything is inseparable from everything else. I call this synchronicity. Everything is instantly correlated with everything. Or everything we see in the physical world, actually in the natural world, is like that. How does a human body, which contains 60 to 100 trillion cells, how does a human body think thoughts, play a piano, kill germs, remove toxins, and make a baby all at the same time while tracking the movement of stars and planets? That's non-local synchronicity. So one aspect of this part is it's synchronistic. It connects and correlates, synchronizes everything like a symphony. in the entire universe. When you tap into this level of reality, you will experience synchronicity, which people call good luck, being in the right place at the right time, meaningful coincidences, the state of grace, God is on my side. Good luck. All mean the same thing. Spontaneous fulfillment of desire through synchronicity. That's the first thing you should realize about the spiritual domain. The second is, it's unpredictable. Now, people don't like that. But actually, it's great that it's unpredictable because a predictable system is totally uncreative. If everything is predictable like an algorithm, then there's no creativity. In fact, the more unpredictable something is, the higher the level of creativity. So that's the second characteristic of the spiritual domain. The future is in imagination, but this moment is pure creativity, pure synchronicity, and unpredictable. Third characteristic. If you want to embrace the spiritual domain, you have to surrender to unpredictability. And what happens? Infinite creativity, leaps of imagination and leaps of changes in context, meaning, relationship. Also, this spiritual domain is the source of all intention. If the intention comes from here and is not overshadowed by your ego mind, then your intention will spontaneously orchestrate everything. You will start to experience synchronicity. So once again, let's summarize the qualities of the spiritual domain. Infinite possibilities, synchronicity, unpredictability, infinite creativity, and the source of intention. All very powerful. If you had these three aspects to your life, you would have spontaneous fulfillment of desire. And you would never experience fear. You would never experience the fear of death because you would know yourself as that timeless factor in every time-bound observation. The physical world is time-bound. Even the mental world is time-bound. But you are not in time. This is the real meaning of the expression, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Tomorrow, we go further and explore intention and what it means to focus our sense of connection with the forces and elements of the universe. Please join me.